Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/audio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/audio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, pal.
G'day.
Welcome to the podcast, Rowan the Pal. My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
Ah, Tom.
It's a short and sweet. We're talking about the Wayans world.
The world of Wayans.
We guys, the puns work when we actually explain what we're doing to start.
The Wayans family.
There we go.
People have read the title.
The Wayans brothers and all the Wayans people.
Should we, who wants to weigh in?
And the Wayans, it all works.
Oh, that's quite good.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
I am the light, I am the way, and Jesus, quote maybe.
We're already exhausting it. All right, the Wayans family, large Nepo family from Hollywood.
So what are we talking about here, Marcus? You pitched this and you're like, let's talk about the Wayans family.
I did pitch this.
I think it's a great topic. But
what's
why?
Something different we can do with our SNS? And I thought, well, the Wayans family, for example, that seems to be historically, when you talk to people about, do you remember seeing Scary Movie this and whatever? No one can ever truly piece together which Wayans they're watching at any which one Wayan time. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of people do and can.
Marcus, you just want to make a Dr. Seuss episode.
Well, should we quickly go through? Do we need to go through the credits of each Wayans?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Well, sure. Go on. Well,
Howell and Evira Wayans are the matriarch and patriarch.
Howell and Elvira.
Yeah.
I've never actually heard of these two.
Oh, well, they themselves are not in the entertainment business, but they're just like, they have many children, like several of which are the famous Wayans.
Patient Zero brothers of the Wayans.
We know. Sure. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Patient Zero?
We don't need to do a pun for everything.
Like, no, I mean, we could. We can pause
it. Okay.
So then they have six children.
Yes. Who are?
Keenan Ivory Wayans and Damon Wayans Sr. You'd say the first cabs off the rank, both literally and also in terms of career and things like that. They're the ones who started in Living... Well, Keenan Ivory Wayans is particularly started in Living Colour, which is like the black version of SNL. Basically, they're like, there's no black
people
in SNL.
Jim Carrey started on. Mm-hmm. Like, Jim Carrey's the white guy on that show that everyone else
is. And so Keenan and Damon are brothers?
They are brothers.
As are Sean and Marlon, but Sean and Marlon are much younger.
Yeah, right. Which is I thought they were sons of, but no, they're the same.
We should mention, by the way, this couple, Howell and Elvira, did have 10 children, but like, you know, some of them are not really, maybe like
10?
They're all...
My family tree only has 6.
Well, some of them like are in the entertainment business, but maybe not as successful or maybe haven't sort of found as much renown. Yeah. But there are 10 Wayans children.
So Frank, just name the 6 there in front of us that stem straight from Howell and Elvira.
Okay, well, Keenan Ivory,
yep.
Damon... Elvira Jr., Sean, who you know from Scary Movie as Ray, most likely, but that's kind of it. Marlon Wayans, who's probably the best actor of the
most
group.
Illustrious for sure.
And we know Marlon's Shorty from Scary Movie.
Yeah, which is his best
among
acting
other things.
Work.
Yep.
And obviously the best acting work of
also,
American cinema.
Also, most recently, he was in Him, which is the Jordan Peele.
Yes.
Jordan Peele?
Yes, it is Jordan Peele.
Him?
Yeah, him.
Him?
It's a new film coming out, Tom. You haven't seen it.
Oh, it's coming out. Yeah, right. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you were saying like he has been in a movie by Jordan Peele.
It's the new
Peele,
Jordan
so
Peele film coming
isn't
out.
Isn't it already out and it's getting terrible reviews?
Oh, is it already?
I didn't think so, but maybe it is. Anyway, we should mention the first Wayne brother you mentioned, Keenan, is...
It's already been
It's
reviewed.
Not directed by Jordan Peele. I was going to say, this is not a Jordan Peele movie.
Well, hang on,
Jordan
hang Peele on, produced? Hang on. Before you even jump ahead what you're doing, you've missed one person out of the 6.
You can say it.
Oh, well, I can't now because it's off the screen.
Oh, sorry.
We also have Kim, right? The
and
one
Kim.
You mentioned to start with, Keenan Ivory, is the director who often directs the movies that Marlon and Sean more often act in. And so the ones people would recognize, of course, a Scary Movie franchise, but also White Chicks, also Little Man, right? That's kind of like a big classic run for them. I rewatched White Chicks a few months ago, and that movie is really bad.
I love White Chicks.
Did Pretty Woman. We're like, oh, it's problematic. Yeah. Why, yeah. Are you mad about White Chicks being problematic?
White Chicks makes fun of white women. I can't abide that. I just
yeah.
No.
Of course.
No. I truly think it is like one of the.
You just think it's not funny. Least.
Not only not funny. Yeah. It's definitely not. I'm like, the racial politics here are a little awkward. I just do not think it's funny. In fact, I think some of the time when it leans into the racial stuff, one of the funniest scenes in the movie is when Sean and Marlon in whiteface as like, you know, Paris and Nicole convince the other girls to sing the N-word when they're all like singing along the car. Like, it's a pretty funny scene. Yeah, there's a couple of other moments, but like a lot of that movie is just like Sean getting attacked by a dog, like while he's trying to gaslight a girl.
It's classic Wayans
Terry
sort of comedy.
Terry Crews like watching Marlon just shit his pants while they're out at dinner. Yeah. Like a lot of scenes that I was just like, can we move?
Am I right in saying that the majority of this family, or at least a lot of them, have had some involvement with SNL and that sort of like the very skit-based sort of humor that they all stem from?
Not SNL so much, but they've done sketches like In Living Colour, like Frank was saying. And
one of them was on. Damon Wayans was on SNL for a year or two.
Oh, okay.
Is that true? The original Damon
from the Damon Wayans show. Yeah.
Okay.
And he
got, I didn't know that. I
he got himself that. Fired because he came out and did something. I forget what he basically just went off script and improvised and. Lorne was like,
oh dear.
I think he said,
he
did it to get himself fired because he was like, Lorne, this isn't working out, but he's not going to fire me because Lorne hates confrontation. So he did something that was
going to make him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you not just quit a show?
Well, you contracted.
I mean,
interesting.
Anyway, okay. It's a whole thing.
So Damon is Damon Sr., who also weirdly wrote and starred in a movie he starred in a movie called Blank Man from 94, which I don't know anything about except for the fact that it's co-written by the co-writer of Pretty Woman, weirdly. It's just another movie that J.F. Lawton wrote in the 90s.
We're talking Damon Wayans here?
Damon Wayans, Damon Sr.
I'm surprised you haven't seen more from him.
Well, he's also in Major Payne, which is kind of a cult movie.
I love Major Payne. I actually watched it the other night.
He's that, but there's not a lot of other things really that I think of him because
The Last Boy Scout.
That probably is Damon. I think you're right.
I think
that's the Bruce Willis movie, right?
Yeah. So this
and it's also what was the Adam Sandler one you were talking about off?
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof, right? Yeah. So he's the 90s guy, but this is the generational thing where. There are people who, for me, it's Sean and Marlon because I grew up with Scary Movie.
For sure,
and yes,
for sure.
I saw like Little Man at cinemas and whatever. But then we were talking, Marcus, about how there's this other generation because then there's Damon Jr. Who is in New Girl as coach. Yeah, he's amazing. He's in Happy Endings as. Do you remember his name from Happy Endings?
No,
Frank?
But he's so funny in Happy Endings. He's funny. Is such a funny show.
He's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine as the detective.
Yeah, Andy Samberg's former partner, right?
Yeah,
like he's great. He shows up and stuff. He hasn't done a lot of movies. He has a very small role in Del and Barb Visit Vista Del Mar. No. Whatever that movie's called with Kirsten Wiig from a few years ago. That's really funny, but I've barely seen him in any movies. No, Kirsten, her different person. Weirdly, not related at all to the Wayans. It's the Wiig family.
Shut up.
They wear a lot of wigs in White Chicks.
There were a lot of
I know Damon Wayans primarily from My Wife and Kids. I grew up watching that show.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Classic stuff.
But they've just got... They're everywhere. Like, they're very, very prolific entertainment family. They just got their druthers or their dues, their flowers earlier this year because they were awarded like an NAACP.
I thought you meant to say brothers.
They got their dear brothers. they got their an NAACP award earlier this year, which I think they got like as a lifetime achievement thing. And it's basically like they're very big.
You say they? What do you mean, the family?
Actually, I don't actually think I'm misspeaking. Actually, I think it's a BET award. They basically Black Entertainment Tonight. Yeah, they basically were just like the Wayans family.
Oh,
like
okay,
has
as
been
a whole,
an incredibly
recognized.
Instrumental
yeah.
and incredibly like significant
no,
family
NAACP.
With entertainment.
the Image Award. Oh, it was Hall of Fame.
I apologize. Mm, yeah. So yeah, but they did get like a big award, and everyone's just kind of recognizing, you know, the extent of their influence. Marcus, we've talked about how good Marlon is randomly for largely a comedy guy, but in Requiem for a Dream, he's really good in that movie.
Well, I think the family is famously, and more to my point with the SNL comment, which I realize is only one of them now, but I think that they are known for their comedy chops as a whole. Whereas, like going into, as you say, Marlon, he goes from Shorty in Scary Movie, which is arguably the best character in that whole franchise. he's unbelievable. And then he's playing Tyrone in Requiem for a Dream,
which is a
dark movie,
and
doing it well, really
very
well.
Sensitive.
He's also he's in Air, the Michael Jordan one. He shows up a lot in a lot of stuff.
He's playing a sire in him, which I haven't seen this film yet, but you know I have heard it's a bit divisive. Now you've said that, it does make me think it is actually out. So
I saw the poster when Frank just brought it up, and I was like, "Oh, I've heard of this." But yeah, sorry, I was like, "I can't believe there's a Jordan Peele movie out I haven't heard about."
Produced by,
make sure he produced it. That's all right.
It's fine.
It's going to be fun.
I was right. Like Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2, Scary Movie 3, also like just
Scary Movie 4.
Yeah, like not even and Scary Movie 5 as well. Pretty good.
Yeah,
it's funny when you think of Sean Wayans having done more. Really, like the only real thing he's known for is Ray in Scary Movie, Kevin in White Chicks, and Daryl in Little Man. Like he's only got the three things he's kind of done.
Which right? is Uncle Ray Ray's got a game too.
Yeah, which is great as Ray. Very good as Ray.
Does this shirt make me look gay?
Yeah.
How about now? He's so fucking good in that. He's truly actually might be, even though obviously Shorty's very funny, like he's very funny as Ray. That movie, directed by Keenan, who's their older brother, was the highest grossing film directed by a black man at that time. Like that movie made so much money. Like there had not been a movie made by an African American making that much money. They're very influential.
They're doing
the
new Scary Movie as well, which I think, I don't know.
They're doing White Chicks 2. I know White Chicks 2 has been slated. Like it is coming.
Movies. There's definitely a comeback on the card.
Wait, are you serious about White Chicks 2?
Awesome. 100%. They are doing White Chicks 2.
Oh,
Marcus looks like a fucking child at Christmas. Oh my God.
Beautiful chocolate man. Yeah, it's a classic film. It's good lines. Like, but they also not invented, but parody comedy blew up because of them. Like,
yeah.
They take credit for
Like, I think, well, it's obviously Airplane before that, like, and the Naked Gun. Yes, it is. Airplane is literally a parody of, like, disaster
it's
movies
quite a
that were so
film.
Big.
Is the director of Scary Movie 6 is Michael Titties? Can I say, is it Titties?
It's Taika Waititi's.
Please tell me it's Titties. T-I-double-D-E-S.
Titties.
Fantastic.
I think they're a really interesting family, and I like it's one of those weird things where obviously a lot of people, you know, and they had associations with Eddie Murphy. Like I'm pretty sure Keenan produced Raw, like the stand up special from the 80s,
and
right?
And
like
really? Norbit as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so and yet I will kind of say like they're a family that I have. The thing I might find most fascinating about them is just the longevity, being able to go. Well, Major Payne is this cult film from the 90s and In Living Color. Well, Scary Movie is this massive franchise. Mm. And now there's this young dude. Well, I mean, he's like 40 now, but like, you know, Damon Jr., who a whole new generation know because of New Girl, because of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because of Happy Endings. Like, it's awesome. They're really, really, they're always swell, even when I think White Chicks is an abomination.
But some of the brothers just look so similar is where a lot of the confusion comes from as well. Like sometimes you, like Major Payne, I think who looks the most similar? I think it's...
Well, that's Damon's dad.
Damon Jr.
Like, that looks like Damon Jr.
The genetics are so strong for that.
Yes.
I mean, we should talk about In Living Color because that's like a five-year stint in the 90s of just... Mm.
Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, heaps of stuff.
I've never seen this. I should. I truly
it's quite,
should because
quite
it's
a bit
wild
on YouTube. It's
that
so...
Jim Carrey was with it for the whole time, five seasons of just being the white guy.
Well, Jim Carrey didn't get on SNL and then got on In Living Color, and he credits the Wayans for his entire career. It's like,
really?
Well, thank goodness for that.
He loved that experience so much that he decided to have three black children in Me, Myself, and Irene because he just felt that affinity for the black community.
Yeah, I think they're played by the Wayans' grandchildren, aren't
they? Are you taking the piss?
I just love that he has... I love the plot point that he has three grown black children in Me, Myself, and Irene. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're definitely great kids.
But it's basically like all four of the Wayans' brothers, like... and then Jim Carrey. Like, the cast is like their family and him. And he's just this tall, lanky Canadian white guy.
80 episodes. Holy shit.
It was pretty big. And like you say, Frank, My Wife and Kids was its own thing as well.
Oh, like, even Jamie Foxx was on there.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx was on
there. This is the thing. Jamie Foxx is a comedy guy. It's similar to Marlon. It's like, and then goes. And
right before Ray and Collateral, which was a wild year, everyone was like, the comedian? And then gives these very, very different performances.
Can I just say, as an aside, Jamie Foxx in Horrible Bosses is so funny.
Is he in the second one?
Motherfucker Jones.
He's in both.
Oh, no, he's the first one. He's the assassin.
No, he's in both. Yeah,
his name is Motherfucker Jones.
I vaguely remember that movie. I should.
Great movies. They're very funny. Anyway, Wayans.
Why do they call you Motherfucker? Anyway.
Yeah, good bit. Good bit. Huge family, unbelievable family, very talented family. I actually cannot wait to see more from Marlon. I'm a little disappointed to hear that him's not really...
Well, it's divisive, pal. Like, you might love it.
Maybe. I will go see him with you, but Marcus, more importantly, I'll go see him with you.
Thanks.
But I will also go see White Chicks 2 with you. I actually genuinely think that would be very fun. I can imagine having the biggest grin on my face and walking out being like, that was fucking horrible, but being very excited with how bad it is.
You will ruin it for me.
No,
because I want to go and enjoy it. You've ruined every movie I've watched with you thus far.
Yes.
Except one. True. Except one.
28 years was fun. We had a good time with that.
Yes, we watched that together, actually.
We watched that. We also watched Animal House recently.
Yeah, we did.
That was an experience.
Yeah, Tom's not really a comedy guy.
I thought it was okay. I thought there were some other things. I had. The comedy wasn't the thing I had the issue with in that movie.
What'd you have the issue with?
That's a little gross. Anyway, we digress. We digress.
Wayans. Listeners.
I don't think there's much else
Wayans
to say. Just like, thanks, Wayans, for all the amazing work.
Thanks. Can't wait for Scary Movie 6. Bring it on.
He's the only one. Like, they've done a buttload of great work. Lots of laughs.
Yeah. So we hope that cleared that up for you, listener.
Yeah, if everyone wants to
sure
know.
Cleared it up for us.
We just yelled a lot of names, barely got into how they're related.
Who's our favorite family in Hollywood? Yeah. It's the Wayans. Yeah. Thanks.
There's
God
about 50
nepotism
of them, but there's only really like 10 you have to talk about. And only one that's really worth watching.
Smaller than Eddie Murphy's family.
Really? Oof.
Oof.
Doesn't he have like 12 kids?
I don't know. It's your story, pal.
Does anyone else have anything interesting to say?
No, I'm not throwing in the pal on this one. It's great.
You know, you like.
I don't think it was anything we were going to. There was the pal to be thrown, but
no, there was.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think it's really.
All right. Well, who's
should
the
I end? Watch? Should I? Oh.
Oh. Which. We're doing
wait,
MVP
what?
For
so we are doing
well.
MVP.
Yeah, white as well because like it's
white as well.
White as well.
White chicks
Frank,
as well.
Terrible choice of words for this particular episode.
Oh, we're doing the Wayans family. I thought we were doing the Rockefellers.
Jesus.
I apologize.
Okay, well,
the Kennedys.
Like, it's probably Marlon, right?
I mean, for me, it's Marlon, personally.
Yeah.
Although I do have
Damon Wayans
real,
Jr.
Yeah.
Damon Wayans Jr.
Oh, Jr. For you?
In Happy Endings, he's...
He is fantastic. He's so good in New Girl as well. He's great as good.
He's very good. And I think, like you said, Tommy, he's keeping the dream alive a little bit. Like, I think he's the new generation rolling through with that type of comedy. So it's really great. I have a soft spot for Damon Wayans Sr.
Yeah, of course.
And especially Major Payne as well.
That's the whole reason we're doing this episode.
Yep.
Can I ask you guys, like, to vie for it? Should I watch Major Payne or Little Man? Like, what's the next one I should watch?
Major Payne.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Little Man, Frank.
I don't want to hype Major Payne. It's pretty, like, it hasn't aged overly well, but it's a good fun. Like, it's like sort of like a kid's adventure.
But I think
I know how he opens a can. That's the one thing.
Yeah,
I think
Little Man is just like beyond. You know those films in the 90s that were like, imagine Stuck on You, but one of them's tiny. Or he's like a baby that's alive. I forget what happens in Little Man, but it's like one of those absurdist like concept films.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as we know, Tom, you have no sense of wonder or...
Imagine
I don't really like whimsy. I'm not a fan.
Imagine if a one-track mind military killer is put in charge of looking after kids. That's the entire synopsis.
Okay. Well, I want to escape. I don't want to just see my life on the screen. So maybe I'll give it a skip.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
On that note...
That was fun.
That was the Wayans family.
That was nice.
That was short and also sweet.
Yeah, I thought that was true.
That was
nice.
True.
We should do this again, guys.
Yeah.
I'll be here in a week. You guys busy?
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do next week? Should we tease it?
Yeah, let's tease it.
Tease it real slow.
Is it Major Payne? Is it White Chicks 2? Is it
White
him?
Chicks? We're watching the behind the scenes of White Chicks.
Sure. Thank you for listening to Throw in the Power. My name is Frank.
My name's Marcus.
My name's Tom.
And that was us just blurting out the Wayans family's credits and names. But
yeah,
we love them. Thanks, Wayans.
Do your own research. Don't make us do all the work for you. You know what I mean?
No, in fact, exactly. We didn't do any work.
Yeah.
Nor should you.
Watch some movies, people.
We love you. I did a weird tongue thing.